John, I sang something I don't normally say. I am so glad to be on the air with you after, what is it, a month?
It has been too long. Like, yeah, I think it's been at least 3 weeks. I think I went, then you went, and then I went. And it's so, there's a lot of inside baseball to this, but basically I only have July and August to take.
Yes.
You take vacations every month of the year. And you just.
No, it's not fair. Like, football season, I will ride through. There are 2 days in the month of, October, and that's it until December. So I'm gonna ride hard here. But you're right. I do take vacations at different times. You're limited because of the Lakers season.
Right.
Your other job.
And so July, August, and part of September is about my window. And so you, for whatever reason, you and I have been out. Now, but here's the interesting thing. I left, and you traded Lindsey?
Yeah. Now, okay, so let's be clear about something.
Yes. Explain, please. I came back. Greg, nothing against you. I'm glad to have you back. I what the heck happened?
So we joked about this idea of a trade, which was not
which surprised me, by the way, because you sent me a text privately saying, let's not talk about this on the air. Then I got like 40 texts from people saying, what's going on? Mason's trading Lindsey.
No, Lindsey's the one that brought it up. I had control over it. She's the one that brought
it
up.
Got it.
But now we've got Bergman. It was a decision by management. And
Wait a minute. Hold on. Greg.
Yes. It was
What else did we have to give up to get you?
Nothing. It's a straight up trade.
To be named later.
One for one.
Oh, that's
Lindsey to the afternoon. Oh, me to the you guys.
No, they win that trade.
No way. We win that trade. Matter of fact, by the way, this I know Chris Morales is in bed with Sliwa and Travis, and you know what?
Probably them, literally
them trying to say that we are their post game show. Look, I've heard your show. You better hope you don't get sent back to Albuquerque.
They're on their way to OKC.
You go, hey, you want to come at us? Go ahead. We've seen about 30 of you. Get your ratings up, and then we'll respect you.
Exactly. So one thing right off the top, I want to get out there, John. We're giving away tickets for Rams Bears today.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not making this up. I didn't know you were going to tell me that. I've had 10 people hit me up. Like, that's a hot ticket.
Well, you know what they got to do. They've got to figure out the lie of the day and then be ready to call at 3:30.
Okay, so rarely do listeners get it. Have you been doing that since I've been gone?
Yes, and they've been getting it.
Okay,
when
good.
When you hang
I'm
out
un-
a big prize, they get it.
You know, I'm undefeated. I'm 4. I pulled 2 more off while you were gone. I'm 4-0 lying.
Well,
nobody. But Bergman normally does pretty well. Greg, I think you may. Is it my lie today or your lie?
My lie today.
Okay, so I'm tomorrow.
So pay attention to everything,
because
yeah, Greg, you normally have a very good winning percentage on all my stupid games.
By the way, I won Game of Games. I won Game of Games last week, so I already came in with one win. Just saying.
Boy, by the way, Mace, congratulations. I heard you won a share of Game and Games for the first time in the history of the show.
Yes, me and Jorge tied for the month of August. It was so exciting.
By the way, that's 3 months in a row for Jorge.
Yeah, Jorge's on a roll.
Well, he has a small advantage. The swag system has a small advantage. Because he does so much work, he never has to create the game.
True.
So he plays every day. You and I will play a minimum of 4 times a week, and one of us will play 3 times a week.
Yes.
And then Ramona, or Greg, you're going to have to do a game one day, and Michael will do a game. Michael's games have been excellent. Michael will be in here tomorrow.
Michael's great. Michael's games he puts a lot of thought into, and they are great, and we appreciate him coming in on a Wednesday. So, Ireland, what did you do for your vacation?
I've been in Idaho the whole time. I got back last night.
And is that what you did with your previous vacation?
Yes.
What is it about you in Idaho?
Lisa, her whole family's up there. She's been there for a month. She has. She's in the process of driving home today. At some point during the show, Lisa will arrive home for the first time in a month. But, she's basically been camped out up there. So it was fun. And then, Mace, I'm in the weirdest stretch. I don't know if you've ever had a stretch like this, but I'm in a stretch where I am overbooked myself so much, like probably more than I ever had in my whole life.
Yep.
I asked 5 different people if they could possibly move something, and all 5 of them said no. So I'm literally booked, including Morales, this golf thing you and I have Friday. Are you ready for the golf thing?
Oh, God.
The consensus is you. I'm giving you too many strokes. You're now the favorite.
It could be carnage.
Yeah, but either way.
So like, I went out and played the par 3 at Rancho Park this weekend with our friend Dave Singer and Sue Kalinske, and not stepdad Leo played.
Okay, how did you do?
I shot a 50.
Well, wait, if you do that at Black Gold, it's over.
This
you
is win. A par 3, John.
Right, but you realize that there's no such thing higher than a par 5. You're going to have two par 3s at Black Gold, and you're going to have two par 5s and four par 4s.
Right, but distance is my problem. Distance is my problem. And yesterday, as of the range, I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I mean, I was terrible at the range yesterday. I was terrible. I had an 8 and a 6 at the par 3. I was brutal. At least I beat not stepdad Leo, 51-50. He shot a 51. I shot a 50.
50 is, if you do that, then you'll win with a huge cushion. But
now,
we'll
one
see.
Point, you had put $10,000 mythical dollars on me winning. Is that going to stand?
Can I up it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might. Yeah. By the way, Bergman, now that you're back, Lindsay just dropped the ball in this whole mythical money thing. We got to get back and get competitive in mythical money.
We actually worked it out, John. I won USC minus 17 over San Jose State. We'll get to that, by the way. Yep. I'm at 96,000. You're at 106. Bergman is starting with an even 100, and I've got $10,000 mythical dollars on you winning, and you've got how much on me winning?
Well, if you have 10 on me, I'll keep it 10. Let's keep it even, so it's an equal amount of loss.
And but nobody's throwing. I mean, this is for pride, man. This is for everything. I have never put more energy, time, money into a bit than I have this golf tournament.
Bergman, are you going to be there for the actual golf playing part of this?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be staying at the same hotel as Mason and waking him up, so he's there at 6:30.
Wait a minute. Also, I was not offered a hotel.
You can have
one.
No,
we did it ourselves. You can get a hotel. You can stay with us also.
No, I don't want one.
Ireland, you can have one if you pay for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's exactly
that
how it works.
Cheap?
Yeah.
But I'm gonna put $10,000 also. God. I want to bet on this match.
On who?
I'm going to put $10,000 on Mason.
I don't blame you. There's too many strokes.
Oh God.
It is. It's 26 strokes is too many, Mace.
You
I don't care
do
how bad you are.
You know what you're doing.
Okay, so
you
Mace,
do not
think
know
about
what you're
this.
Doing.
Think about this. If you get a 7 on every hole, even the par 3s, and you won't get a 7. How many 7s did you have yesterday?
I had 3 7s.
All right. So you won't get very many 7s on the par 3s. If you shoot 7 on all 9 holes, you shoot 63, you win, easy.
John, because I cannot imagine. This is the problem. Okay, so here's the problem. I can't imagine myself winning. Isn't that the problem? If I can't imagine myself winning, how can I win?
You just don't play as much golf as me.
I'm in my head. I'm completely in my head here.
Well, we are going to count everything. So that I do have that going for me. So like if you did have trouble getting off a tee, and you hit a couple balls out of bounds and took like a 10, I would be okay.
I think you will be okay.
But I think you're going to find all you got to do is average a 7 on every hole and you win.
Yeah, don't
you
screw
will
me,
find
Mace.
Out that's Friday morning. And I guess it's going to be all over social media. So you'll be able to watch on Instagram Live and all those different channels. Carlos Isu, our great social media guy, is going to do that. So you'll be able to watch the carnage as I play Ireland in golf on Friday morning. At 7:30 in the morning is tee time. 7:30 is a rumor to me, John.
That's when I normally start the back nine.
Oh, God. That is so early for me.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, so that's coming up on Friday. It's a really busy week. We've started Survivor Pool this week because it's the start of the NFL season on Thursday.
Yeah, hey, Bergman, who'd you take?
I took Carolina at home against the Jets. Home favorite.
You know Carolina's not good, right?
No, I know the Jets aren't good either. And I take the home favorite. That's the system. You take the home favorite against a bad team.
John, I looked at it. I think it's tough. I think it's a tough week.
I might take the Rams.
Not stepdad Leo.
You're going to use it that early?
Not
yeah,
stepdad
well,
so
last
early?
Year I saved the Rams and then lost. They lost at home to the Jets. I'd like to get them out of the way early.
Yeah, not stepdad Leo took Tampa Thursday night, which is not a bad pick, I think.
Right, who's going to win the Jacksonville-Houston game?
Oof.
Nobody. It's a tie.
Yeah. Boy. You know, who are they starting down there? They're starting Tyrod Taylor, I think, in Houston.
Right, against Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. All right, but wait a minute. We've now gone almost 10 minutes of this show, and we have not mentioned how dominant UCLA was at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, come on. Is really UCLA the lead?
Oh, are you kidding?
What, UCLA's the lead?
Did you see the game?
I did.
All right, tell me this.
Okay.
Who is going to tackle Zach Charbonneau?
It looks tough.
He is like a tank.
Yeah, it's a tough order.
Like, the third or fourth guy is the one who always brings him down. He's averaging 13 yards a carry, and they don't even use him that much. And DTR looks good, and the defense held LSU. Now, here's my question. I sent a text. You know, my neighbor is Bruce Feldman.
Yes, the great college football writer.
The premier college football
writer. We don't
need
the music,
writer.
By the way. You can kill the music.
No, do not kill the music. That is out. Turn it up. Now, I texted Feldman, who lives two doors down from me, and my text to him was, so, is UCLA, he did sidelines for this game on Fox.
Oh, okay.
Is UCLA good, or are the defenses of Hawaii and LSU just really bad? So he said, I think UCLA is very good. LSU has a shaky O-line, and two starters up front got injured, and their starting running back got an academic suspension on Friday. So it was a little lopsided. So Bergman, you like UCLA? How much stock can I put in this 2-0 start?
So I think you can actually put a decent amount into this start because LSU is still an SEC style defense. They're really good. The only thing that I would disagree with you, John, is that DTR did not look very good.
What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. No, I think he looked good. He looked good in that game.
No.
Greg, we don't need him to throw for 400 yards.
You don't need him to. No, because. Right, because most
that tight
of the time,
end is great.
Yeah, it's Greg Dulcich. He's a fantastic tight end, really good hands. But the problem is that he makes really, really bad decisions, and he still throws off his back foot. I think this team is really good, especially with Zach Charbonnet and Britton Brown, who's really the starter, is Britton Brown, shockingly. And if you, with everything that they have, DTR is the weakest link, that's a problem.
Okay, so here's what I want to – first of all, I listened to the Tracy Pearson show. On his podcast today. And they are using things like Breakthrough, and it's a whole new world. That's the one I love. It's a whole new world. Look, I don't know how good they are. I know LSU's not very good.
Really?
LSU, so I said Friday, I think Ed Orgeron will be fired within 3 years. It actually may be sooner than three years.
Oh, no, Mace, if he has a losing season this year, he'll be fired. Yeah, LSU is not, you know, that's why I spent some time with some USC people this week. That's what they're so disgusted by is that Clay had a losing season, had a 4-7 season, and they kept him. You can't get away with a 4-7 season at LSU and keep your job. If he has a losing season, he's fired.
I mean, they are 5-6 since Joe Brady and Joe Burrow left. Joe Brady is a great offensive coordinator, and Joe Burrow, who is just a find for LSU. So, I think they're going to be good. I think there are signs of hope. I don't think it's a whole new world. I don't think the world has significantly changed. We're still on our axis, and they're still UCLA.
Yeah, whole new world.
Whole new world.
This team hasn't had a winning season in 5 years.
Yeah, they made the top 25. They're number 16 in the top 25 right now.
Bring it on. Let's go.
These are the first two non-conference wins that Chip Kelly has ever had.
I know.
This is a whole new world.
Wait, hey, Greg, who's our next victim?
Fresno State.
Well, they're all victims now.
No, hey, you know what?
Fresno. Have you seen the Pac-12?
Fresno State looked pretty good the other day.
Oregon looked really
bad.
Oregon did not look good. Yeah, you're right, Mace. The Pac-10 stinks.
Oh, my God. Utah State beat Washington State. BYU beat Arizona. Nevada beat Cal. Purdue beat Oregon State. Kansas State beat Stanford. Montana beat Washington. And Oregon went down to the wire with Fresno State. This is going to, by the way, hurt, because I think USC and UCLA have a chance to be very good. This is going to really hurt them in terms of the national playoff picture, because the Pac-12 conference just looks awful top to bottom right now.
Yeah, and they can't get out of their own way, and they got a bad TV deal, and you know they finally got rid of Larry Scott, so hopefully this new guy, Klevikoff, can come in and clean it up a little bit.
All right, so here's what we're gonna do. I've got some real comments about USC football that I'm gonna save because I want to get into Dodgers coming up next, John.
Yeah, I got some Dodgers questions for you. I watched all the Dodger games while I was gone, and I can't figure out something.
Okay, that's good. I've got answers for you. Spent the weekend watching those games, unfortunately, with not stepdad Leo, who's a Giants fan.
And he was
taunting, particularly during that Friday night game. We got that coming up next for you. Don't forget, listen for Lie of the Day for a chance to win Rams versus Bears tickets. And by the way, there's still tickets available for that game. therams.com/CHI. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, God, he had to bring it up. Yeah, John, so I go to the Rams, and I went to SoFi Stadium. There are Sliwa and Travis on the scoreboard. I'm like, are you serious?
Right,
I'm part of the Ramley.
Wait a minute. We're on the scoreboard at the Laker games. I'd much rather be on the scoreboard at the Laker game than the Ram game. There are only 8 home Ram games. There are 41 home Laker games,
yeah,
and this is
right.
A Laker town.
It's a better gig. As long as we're still on the scoreboard at,
every
at
game.
The Lakers, I'm good.
Every
I'm good.
Game.
By the way, and were you here when Demoff was on? I don't think you were. Not this
I don't know. The last time I was on, he told you that you were banned from doing Whose House.
I'm banned from doing Whose House.
But no, I heard you had Bill Plunkett on, and here's a question that I want to ask you about the Dodgers.
Okay.
So the Dodgers are now one game behind the Giants, which I didn't think they were going to catch the Giants at all. And while I was gone, they caught them. So now I think it's a real possibility the Dodgers can win the division, even though you are underrating the Giants. The Giants are really good. But here's my question. So I'm in Idaho.
Yep.
And I'm watching the Dodgers are beating everybody. They have this great month of August.
Yep.
And they have a chance to set their pitching rotation, so it'll be Urias, Bueller, and Scherzer in San Francisco, where the games really mean
John,
double.
I made this point too, and Greg disagrees with it. I thought if they had pitched
Urias
in the final game against Colorado, we would have had Scherzer against the Giants on Sunday.
Greg, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to explain how in the world you could argue the other way. What sense does it make to not pitch Scherzer against the Giants?
Because you needed to have your top three pitchers going against the Braves. The Braves are a better team, and that you needed to have them right there. You need to win those games, and it worked out. They were at 0-0. They were tied going into the weekend series.
All right,
so it worked out how it was supposed to.
Okay, so let me point two things out that you said that were just factually incorrect.
How are they factually incorrect?
The Braves are not better than the Giants. Yeah, they played the same amount of games,
debatable.
And the Giants have a better record. Number two, the games against the Braves were at home. The games in San Francisco meant everything. The Braves are not in your division. If you go to San Francisco, by the way,
there,
Greg,
John.
By the way, the fact that they booted that series, and I know the Giants threw bullpen games too, but that doesn't have anything to do with
my
argument.
They didn't boot the
series. No,
they didn't boot the series.
If they pitched Scherzer, they would have won.
Wait a minute. They lost two out of
three. They pitched Bueller.
They didn't boot the series.
Right.
No, they didn't. They pitched Bueller. They pitched Bueller on Sunday.
Right, but they went bullpen game on Saturday night.
Friday night.
Yeah, they went Urias on Saturday.
And so, Greg.
And it had nothing to do with the pitchers, though. Friday.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Wait, whoa.
But let me make this point. Let me make this point. By not winning 2 of 3... And I think even you would agree that pitching Scherzer would have given them a better chance to win 2 of 3. By not winning 2 of 3, they gave the season series to the Giants 10-9. So now, if they finish with identical records, and there's a one-game playoff to determine the division winner, the game is in San Francisco. Even worse, if they finish tied in the standings and they meet in a 7-game series, the Giants now have home field. They completely disregarded the importance of the Giants series. I don't know what they...
Here's the thing, Greg. A win against the Giants counts for two.
Right,
you pick
I totally
up a
understand.
A full game on them, as opposed to what we're doing. Yesterday, we beat St. Louis. Well, they beat Colorado. It's now we're in a full-on chase, and we don't get them again. Those games against the Giants counted
two. Double.
Look, you're looking back on it wrong, though. This is the pitching matchups didn't actually make that much of a difference. You had Bueller still going on Sunday, and he got lit
up. But you're using hindsight now.
No, you're using hindsight in the game.
Greg, I used foresight. I complained about this. When I got to work last Monday, I complained about this. I said, why didn't you throw Urias on Sunday against Colorado? That would have given us Scherzer on Sunday.
On Friday, they went to extra innings. The people that started, they only gave up one run.
By the way,
in
the Friday night game, did Dave Roberts screw up?
No.
I know you want to leave Will Smith in the game because he's a clutch hitter, but Will Smith had not played first base ever. Not even in the minors.
Here's the thing you're missing, John. So what they did was they had to pinch run for Albert Pujols in the 10th.
Right.
Did you see him truck from second to third on that sack fly?
Yeah.
They needed a guy who could score on an infield hit or
on a ground
ball.
That's when they put Buehler in as a pinch runner.
Correct. And that meant that the first baseman had to be Will Smith. They weren't just keeping Will Smith in the lineup for keeping Will Smith in the lineup. It's because they pinch hit for Pujols that they had to move Will Smith. And I don't disagree with the move to pinch run for Pujols.
Were Bellinger and Muncy still in the game?
No, they were out. They were
Were gone. They were
so
gone.
Nobody else could have played first. Nobody who had ever played first base before could have played first base.
Exactly. And I don't disagree with the move, and I don't think you would either, to pinch run for Albert Pujols, who is like a Mack truck out there.
My college roommate at UCLA was a baseball player, a big pitcher, not fast. And I texted him during that game, and I said, am I wrong to suggest that both you and I could run from home to first faster than Pujols? And his response was, you and I in a tag team relay could be Pujols.
You would lap them. It would go. You can go around twice before he gets home.
So you can't disagree with pinch running for Pujols.
Well, that was my other question.
That's what left Will at first.
And we have time. Okay, the other thing, you guys, I know both you guys feel this way. You guys are both wrong that if we get to a one-game playoff, we throw Buehler and not Scherzer. You aren't paying attention to how good Scherzer is.
Whoa. Go ahead.
Right now, Scherzer, you could make – I heard Tim Nevert make this argument yesterday during the game on the radio. Scherzer just worked himself back into Cy Young contention. His stats with the Dodgers in his five starts since he's been here, he's 5-0 with an ERA of 1 and 63 strikeouts. He is the best pitcher on the planet right now. And if you have one game, you don't even consider giving that ball to anybody but Scherzer.
First of all, I don't agree with you. What that is prisoner of the moment. Walker Buehler threw exactly one bad game in 2021.
I didn't say anything about Buehler. I'm talking about, again, you guys aren't paying attention to Scherzer. Buehler's great. He's a great pitcher. Nobody, not Buehler, not anybody right now, not Jacob DeGrom, who's been hurt. Scherzer is the best pitcher on the planet right now. We should open the phones for this. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. How you guys would consider giving the ball to anybody but him is criminal. He's too good.
Walker Buehler is a big game pitcher for us.
Career
in the postseason, 2.35 ERA, .66. Whip, 83 strikeouts and 61 innings.
Scherzer's won three Cy Young awards.
And by the way, he's been pretty good in the postseason. He's been really good. 7-5, 3.38 ERA, .113 whip. I just think Walker Buehler is our big game pitcher. He's been there for game fives. He's been there for game sevens. I feel strongly that you throw out, I mean, as long as he reverts to form and he continues to throw the way he did for most of the season, I still think Walker Buehler starts a one-game playoff. And in the end, by the way, we may not have a choice, right? Because we're going to be playing down to the wire.
Not true. Not true. You're forgetting something.
What?
The final weekend for the Dodgers will be meaningless, okay? Unless they're chasing the Giants.
Correct.
But here's the thing. As soon as the division's decided one way or the other team can set their pitching rotation because the wild card team is going to have a 10-15-game lead. The only way that you couldn't set your rotation is if on the absolute final weekend
Correct.
Of the year it was a one game.
And I think that's what it's going to be. I think it's going to go exactly down to the wire, photo finish.
Nah, I don't.
You were saying before Dodgers is the wild card. Now you think the Dodgers are going to win the division?
I think they have a chance. Yeah, but you were the one that's been arguing. I think you bet mythical money on it, but we can't trace it because Lindsay never kept track. But the Dodgers were going to win the division by 10 games. I was the one that said less than 5.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be less than 5. There's no question about it.
Well, what are there, 24 games? They play. By the way, they play right after us today, right?
Yeah, they're playing the Cardinals.
So if you're listening, you can listen to us and then go watch the Dodger game.
Yep, exactly. All right, so that's a good question, though. One game playoff, who do you throw, especially after this weekend? Scherzer, 13 strikeouts in 8 innings yesterday. Buehler got knocked around on Saturday night, his one bad start of the year.
Greg sent me a theory about that's really interesting, that as to why Buehler got lit up, and I think Greg might be right. Greg, okay. I don't know if that was your theory or you're sharing someone else's theory, but that makes sense. Well, we'll explain it coming up.
Yeah, we'll explain that coming up. Plus, we will spin the wheel of questions. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey, what's going on? It's a Monday, Tuesday, right? A Tuesday, Monday. Seems like a Monday, but it's really a Tuesday. We got a short week this week. It's a crazy week. John and I are playing golf on Friday at the big ESPN 710 golf tournament. Wednesday night is our fantasy draft where I'm going to take everybody to school. John, this year, I'm taking everybody to school.
I have done less preparation for this year's fantasy draft than ever before.
And still not as little as I have.
Well, I'm going to, you know, I love doing mock drafts. So I'll find time between now and tomorrow night to do a mock draft, and then it will all go to hell when the actual draft starts because nobody in our league ever drafts conventionally, including you.
Including me, exactly.
And you pick before me, so, you know, right. It's going to be weird. Now, was it brought up by Ramona or Lindsay or anybody while I was gone that my wheel of questions is significantly, let's just say, more thoughtful than your wheel of questions?
Wait a minute, not more thoughtful, darker. In your questions, they say somebody always dies or somebody is murdered.
Okay, so do you want to do my wheel or your wheel today?
Do yours. Do
okay,
yours.
You all right.
Hang on a second. Go ahead and spin the wheel, Taylor. We never know what's going to come up.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, this will be good. Now who brings us the wheel, Mace, today?
Oh, it is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. Thank you very much for reminding me. If you've got a car just sitting around not doing anything, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes.
Okay, so everybody that's on the show today, I don't know if Taylor's filling in for Jorge. Taylor, do you have a significant other? Are you in a relationship at the moment?
That's a negative.
Okay, so you're probably the more...
and free.
Yeah, all right, so this applies to you probably differently than Greg, Mason, and I, because we're all in long-term relationships, but it applies to anybody. All right, here it is. Mace, I'll use you as an example.
Okay.
If, and it requires honesty on behalf of all of us.
Okay.
If Juan is out of the house.
Yes.
Or let's say he's like in the shower or around the corner talking to the neighbors, whatever.
Yeah.
Greg, same with you, same with me. Taylor, if you're dating somebody. And they leave their phone and computer open. In other words, you can read their texts and you can read their emails. Do you?
Whew.
Mace, you first.
Okay. So I know all the passcodes. I
Correct.
Know Juan's email handle and his
I know Lisa's. Do you ever use them for lack of a better word, to satisfy your curiosity, to snoop?
I do not. I feel no reason to snoop. I feel completely secure. In fact, here's how secure I am. We only have one car. Since the pandemic, we turned in Jack's car.
Well, that's just smart.
So we just have had one car this entire time. So it's not like Juan's going to run off and do something. I feel no compelling reason to actually check
Bergman,
his phone.
The phone's on the desk. You can read the text messages. The email is open. She's in the other room. She's down the hall. She's outside talking to the neighbors. Do you partake in reading the emails and or the phone messages?
So I've been in both of those types of relationships, one where I did snoop and one where I didn't snoop. Let's just say I'm in the relationship where I don't snoop.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you snoop in the other relationship?
Suspicion.
Major suspicion that I was right about. And yeah, so that was, and that's why I am no longer
did
in
you
that
find
relationship.
Out about the, you're right about, I assume there was some cheating going on.
Yeah, was the evidence produced by one of those vehicles, either you reading a text or you reading an email that you weren't supposed to read?
Yeah, a little bit there. There's a lot of it that went on. But yeah, I went like crazy deep too. Like I was looking at phone records and I went wild.
Okay.
Like,
so here's
beyond.
The weird thing. So you guys both, the advice you guys would both give is trust your partner.
Yes.
And don't snoop.
Yes. Absolutely.
If Lisa leaves her phone or her email open, I'm going through it every single time.
Why?
Every time.
Why?
Because I'm fascinated by it.
What do you think you're going to find?
I tell her. I go, hey, I read all your texts.
What?
And she goes, anything good? Because she's in this tennis world, which is basically like dynasty.
Oh, right. You are afraid of the coach.
And no, they're all – it's not that I don't – I suspect her of everything. It's all of her friends, which I know, and now I know which ones are playing around.
Oh, you do? You know which of her friends are playing
around?
Oh,
yeah. I know all of it. It's great.
And what so you're worried what about the friends?
I'm not worried about them. I'm entertained by it. It's like having your own Vanderpump Rules on a phone.
Wow. She doesn't consider that to be an invasion of privacy.
She probably does, but tough, for better or for worse.
For better or for worse, even if I'm snooping through everything you're writing on email.
Taylor, if you're dating somebody and you get access to the passwords, are you looking or are you not looking?
If you got to do that, you got to be asking yourself why you're in the relationship to begin
Amen.
With.
I'm in the relationship for entertainment.
Yeah,
some of these girls
snooping.
Are providing
you're
not, it.
You're just talking about snooping around. You're only going to set yourself up for disappointment.
Well, wait a minute. Wouldn't you want to know?
No.
Wait, Mace, you wouldn't want to know if Juan is playing around?
I don't. I'd rather not know.
Really?
Yeah.
If you look, you're going to find it. If you look, you're going to find it. That's just how it's going to happen.
But
you're going to find whatever you need.
Greg, looking back on it, are you glad you discovered it? Or if I gave you a do-over, would you be like Mason and say, I don't want to know?
I think I would do it over, and I wouldn't want to know. But then, I mean, it still
really?
Would have ended up.
Well, that's
it still would have ended up how it ended up anyway.
Right, but that's
but
interesting
gone that,
that, yeah. that ignorance is bliss on in both of your cases.
Well, trust me, with me, ignorance is all I got. that's my strong suit is ignorance. All right, very good question, John. I like that. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, that's not dark. Nobody died.
No, nobody died in that.
But
one.
Apparently,
that's good.
But apparently, you guys are scared to look because of what you might find.
Yeah, it's like somebody's journal. Like, if Juan kept a journal, mm-hmm. I would not, under any circumstance, open that journal. Would you?
Oh, I would. Where did he keep it?
Oh God, that is such an invasion of privacy. When people are writing down their most inner thoughts.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Oh, God.
See, for someone else, yeah, let me see Juan's. I want to see, like, I'm only saying about Mason.
We'll exchange. I'll give you Juan's. John, you give me Lisa's, and we'll each read the other's journal.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right.
Mason, what would be a style of your question? So I need to know the difference between the questions here. You have a whole fight over this.
Okay, so should I give you my question that was going to come up today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We both looked at the same spot on the wheel. I had one question. You had one. What would have yours been?
When was the last time you had butterflies in your stomach?
Now,
John's
which question
better.
Was better?
John's Thank way you. Better. John's was
no,
way better.
I just don't
well, see,
be dark.
By the way, Lindsay and Ramona are telling you what and me two different things. Like they're basically taking care of the person in front of them.
Yeah.
Because while you were gone, every time I read a question, they said your questions are so much better
Get
than Mason's.
Out of here. My
yeah.
questions are great.
We should.
Well, let's answer the question. When was the last time you had butterflies in your stomach?
I can't even. Think
right.
Of the time.
I don't know. Taylor, you got a good one?
Just as far as nervousness goes?
Yeah.
Or,
when was were you nervous to do today's show?
Yeah, taking the board. That's my answer right there.
See, I have butterflies before every single show.
I
have butterflies before
isn't that
today's
sweet?
Show.
I'm trying to think of when's the last time
when
I
When you're
was...
doing a big game?
No, never.
I had it when I went zip lining. I had
like,
it when I did whitewater rafting.
I can't wait to do games.
I mean, maybe skydiving, but that was years and years ago.
Oh, by the way, Ireland, I have permission for us to go skydiving. Now, it's not
a
station thing.
I was going to say, we don't need permission from anybody because the station's not paying for squat.
Yeah,
you're paying for your own hotel room.
It's not a station thing, but we have permission.
And we can take a listener to a random skydiving location that
whoa,
we can't
whoa,
say.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We're not taking any listeners.
We're not taking a listener.
Let's All right. not do
but,
that.
But you and me are allowed to go skydiving, and there's
Beautiful.
A place in Camarillo that I want to do it at.
Okay, awesome.
All right. So there you have it. There's your wheel of questions coming up next. We'll get to that question that we were asking before, which is if you get to a one-game playoff as a Dodger fan, who do you want to throw that one-game playoff, Max Scherzer or Walker Buehler?
Scherzer.
Ireland's all over
seven
Scherzer.
7 days a week and twice on Sunday.
I am all over Buehler. Greg, what is your answer to that?
The correct answer is Walker Buehler. You're absolutely right, Mace.
Yeah, how did he do last weekend?
That was one game against the Giants.
Game of the year. Biggest game of his season. Played a big egg.
And his sixth start against the Giants this year, which had to give the Giants.
I just got a text from my friend Wayne. Mason's big game pitcher just spit the bit in the biggest game of the year. I'll take Scherzer.
You guys are prisoners of the moment, man. Jeez.
You're not looking at the whole season. You're looking at Sunday.
I'm looking at every game he's pitched since he's been a Dodger. 5-0 with a 1 ERA.
And I'm looking at a guy that pitched Game 7s, Game 5s, clutch all the way. Every
How
time
many
you
Cy
put
Young
him out
Awards
there in the playoffs,
has he won?
Well, he was going to win this one. He still is a front runner. Walker Buehler is still a front runner for the Cy Young Award, as long as he settles back in.
Yeah, wouldn't it be weird if they finish 1-2?
I think they may. I think they may.
And Urias might get a vote.
877-710-ESPN. Who do you start in a one-game playoff? And then I got stuff to say about USC's win over San Jose State. We'll get to that coming up, too. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Thank you very much. Yeah, John, we didn't even tell you about this. It's going to sound a lot like Radio Tinder, but it's called Jump Ball. Make
so
sense?
We gave up Radio Tinder in the trade?
Yeah, we had to. Yeah. She's taking it to the afternoon show.
Okay, good.
She had the proprietary rights. So here we go. John is being prisoner of the moment. He's throwing Walker Buehler on the trash heap because Walker Buehler got knocked around on Sunday.
Am I pointing out something that seems obvious to you? I'm not being, to me, I'm not being prisoner of the moment. I'm being prisoner of the month, of the five moments, of every game that Max Scherzer has pitched for the Dodgers. He has been basically, on a matter of fact, Mace, I'll take this a step further. I think Max Scherzer has pitched his way into another contract from the Dodgers. You know, he's a walkaway free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know what they're. Right, here's his. I'd love to have him back.
Here's his. And by the way, payroll tax, please. Mark Walter looks at you and laughs.
He's still paying Trevor Bauer $40 million.
Yeah, but that was just a mistake. You got to eat.
No, but they got to eat that. That's part of the luxury tax.
Hey, we're owned by a hedge fund. Who cares? Not our money. Here is Walker Buehler, here is Max Scherzer since he arrived at the Dodgers. 5-0 with a 1.05 ERA, 63 strikeouts, 5 walks in 43 innings. And he's actually started 7 games, so he had 2 no decisions. 5-0 with an ERA of 1 and 63 strikeouts. How is that prisoner of the moment? That's prisoner of 5 or 6 moments.
John, Walker Buehler has started 18 times for this team.
Right.
Only twice has he allowed more than 4 runs.
Right. Max.
Actually, only once has he allowed more than 3 earned runs. That's over 16 starts.
Right, but Max Scherzer has allowed 1 run in five wins. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll see. I just can't imagine, after watching Scherzer pitch, again yesterday even, why you would even think about Walker Buehler. Here is Luis in Lakewood. Hey, Luis, you're on 710 ESPN.
Guys, really big fan. Love you guys.
Thanks, man.
But in regards to the question, absolutely, Max Scherzer. You're spot on, John. Hey, honestly, it's best of both worlds, because then you've got Buehler for game one of the next series, right?
So, right.
Sure, no, it's a luxury of riches. There's no question about that.
Yeah, this is one. Thanks, Luis. This is one of those questions, Mace, where, and this isn't great to admit in talk radio, but even if, like, I strongly feel they should pitch Scherzer, but it's not like there's a loser here. Like Luis points out, whoever you don't pitch starts game one of the next series, because I think either one of them would win. Here's Drew. He's downtown. Hey, Drew, you're on 710 ESPN.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Drew?
It's Gelato Drew. It's a simple answer, guys. It's Scherzer. Who beat the cheating Astros in the World Series?
Thank you, Drew.
It's true.
Great point.
Who has pitched Game 7s and Game 5s for us? Who has started 27? It's actually 27 starts, and in only 3, he's allowed 4 more runs.
Mace,
3. He's 24 for 27.
He doesn't have the career resume that Scherzer does, and Scherzer right now is at the top of his game. Walker Buehler's good. Max Scherzer is Hall of Fame bound.
I still think Walker Buehler is the front runner for the Cy Young Award.
Okay, but until he
Would you really not start the Cy Young Award winner in a one-game playoff?
I would vote for Scherzer for Cy Young, so you're asking the wrong guy. I mean, Scherzer's won the Cy Young Award in both leagues, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not. Look, Scherzer is phenomenal, and he was great yesterday. Brilliant yesterday. I just think that what you're looking at is Walker Buehler in one start on a Saturday night against the Giants when he's seen him six times.
If you notice, my entire argument is about Scherzer. I like Walker Buehler. You guys keep bringing up Saturday night. I don't care that he had a bad start. Everybody has a bad start. My point is that Scherzer has been unhittable since coming to the Dodgers. Unhittable. And he did it again yesterday. Here's Adam in Boyle Heights. Hey, Adam, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Gentlemen, I'm a big-time supporter of the Realist podcast. I mean, you guys are the
Yeah. You know the dump button there. Thank you, Taylor. I don't disagree with him.
Yeah, no, did we? Is he still there, or did we hang up in shame on him?
No, he immediately gets hung up on. That is the end of it.
Oh, man, come on. Mason uses that word in every break.
Once you drop a bomb, you got to go. By the way, if you go to Vegas right now, who's the favorite to win the Cy Young Award? Walker Buehler. Who's second? Corbin Burns. Who's third? Max Scherzer. So right now, in Vegas, Walker Buehler, the favorite to win the Cy Young Award.
All right, here's David in Palm Springs. Hey, David, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi. David, don't say any four-letter words.
Okay. Good afternoon, gentlemen, and any ladies there?
Nope, no ladies.
You know what,
no.
For me,
that show should be along in a while. David, hey, you're the manager of the Dodgers. You get to pick either Max Scherzer or Walker Buehler to start a one-game playoff, biggest game of the year. Who are you giving the ball to?
Oh, yeah, Game 7, World Series, or anything, one-game playoff. It's Scherzer all the way. He's like a dog. He's just, I mean, you watch him and what he does and his highlights and how emotional and, Yeah, and not only that, I mean, it's just they're both great, but if it's a one game or a game seven, you know, you use all of them, and this is the guy where it comes down to a game seven, you have to pitch him, and they will. It's not even, I think, an opinion. That's
oh, I know. I think I don't. I think it is an opinion. I think it is the opinion
of two people in Los Angeles, Steve Mason and Greg Berman. Anybody with a brain gives the ball to Scherzer. You can't not pitch this guy. He's been unbelievable.
Ireland, you're really not going to start the likely Cy Young Award winner in a one-game
playoff.
Unless
Max Scherzer shows me something over these final 3 weeks that he's struggling with something or he has an injury. There was something about hamstrings they were talking about. If Scherzer's healthy, I absolutely start him.
That would be unprecedented to not start the Cy Young Award winner in a one-game playoff.
Here's Daniel in Santa Ana. Hey, Daniel, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, guys, finally get to talk to you. Long-time listener and first-time caller.
Thanks,
Daniel. I would get Max Scherzer in there for game one for that playoff game in the wild card, because he's 5-0, has an ERA just about one. And look how he pitched against St. Louis. Walker Buehler, you know, he would be the 1A. So in case Scherzer gets in trouble, go to Buehler right away. And then I want to mention before I go, I'll listen to your answer off the air. Why is Urias not getting serious consideration for the Cy Young Award? Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. He's got a lot of wins, but his ERA is not as low as Buehler's and Scherzer's. And Mace, I think he is going to get some votes, Julio Urias, but I don't think he's going to win it.
I think he should get votes. I think he will get votes. I was just pulling up his numbers. So you mentioned ERA. He's got 15 wins, right?
Yeah, which I think is tied for the major league.
Actually, he's got 16 wins. He's 16-3 with an ERA of a whip of 105, an ERA of 2.97.
Yeah, and so Scherzer is at 1.05. He's at 2.97. Scherzer's season ERA is higher than 1.05.
Do you see what you guys are arguing about, though? This is you're talking about three guys.
Oh, yeah. No,
Urias,
you're talking about
Scherzer, Buehler, that are going to be in the top five in the Cy Young voting.
Three guys who would be anybody's number one.
Right. So it's a good problem to have. But, guys, the fact that either one of you who are huge baseball fans, both of you, would consider not pitching Max Scherzer in a one-game playoff befuddles me.
Here's why.
If Scherzer was auditioning for that role, for that job, and you said, all right, we're going to pitch him five games, and then that'll give us a good sample size. Let's see how he does. And he comes up with 5-0, 1.0 ERA with 63 strikeouts, and then you sit him?
Here's the thing.
You don't choose him.
Right.
Right. Walker Buehler is the ace of this squad. He has been for the last couple of years. No, he is, and he still is. And every single big game that he has been in, including a game 163, including a game 7, including a game 5 that would push them into the next round, every big game in the playoffs that he has pitched in, he pitched well and won them those games. You stick with the guy that got you there, that you stick with the guy that is your ace for years to come, not just this year, years to come. Even if Scherzer sticks around, Buehler is the star.
I don't care about years to come. That clouds your argument.
I don't care
about
this
year.
You said years to come twice.
I'm talking, because first of all, it is years to come, but that doesn't matter.
Not relevant to this discussion.
It's about right now, and I'm talking about not pitching the Cy Young Award winner in a one-game playoff. That's insane.
Right, but it's insane, but every caller has agreed with Scherzer.
Yeah. By the and you know what's weird? We did this last week, and every caller picked Buehler.
I wasn't here.
Completely prisoner.
Obviously,
of the
whoever was arguing for Scherzer was a boob. Was it Momo?
Yeah, it was Momo. Yeah. She was arguing, but she was on our side. We both said it was Buehler last week. I think we're all prisoner of this last start, this Saturday night start against San Francisco.
I don't have anything negative to say about Buehler. I'm looking at the greatness of Scherzer. Text from ABC7's Kurt Sandoval.
Oh, hey, Kurt.
John, remind these knuckleheads how Buehler did this weekend against the Giants bullpen. The Giants bullpen beat Walker Buehler. Scherzer is the guy in a one-game playoff.
He's making my point. He's making your point.
Yeah, Kurt is a victim of
it's a completely
one game.
Sunday's start.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I just think Scherzer has been, I mean, you can't do more than this dude's done. He's been unbelievable. I think he's played himself into the, he's going to get a monster deal. At age 37, he's going to get a monster free agent deal. He's Verlandered Verlander.
All right, I'll tell you what, when we come back, I haven't had a chance to talk about this. You talked about UCLA. I want to talk about USC, plus Ed Orgeron in his little confrontation with a fan.
Yeah, and by the way, something has come out of that we'll explain coming up.
Good. All right, that's all coming up for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.